trying to talk local weekend sport now. Michael Maney is our man on the ground. Good morning. How are you, mate? You well?
I am very well. Morning to you both.
It's a busy time of year for sport. Ooh-wee. As cricket starts to wrap up. Footy's nearly ready to commence. Basketball, soccer. There's a little bit of everything to talk about this morning, isn't there?
It's that overlap time.
Yeah, it is.
Everything's ready. The cricketers are saying, well, we've still got the grounds, and the footballers are saying, get off.
We want to
start playing and all this sort of stuff. So, yeah.
We've got three cricket finals to get out of the way this weekend.
We've got some of those. We've got Devonport playing Ulverston in the Cricket Northwest final, so first versus fourth there, so that'll be a really good game. Ulverston not without a big chance of winning that, even though Devonport finished on top. Burnie play Wynyard. So always a grudge match between Burnie and Wynyard. Mm-hmm. So many coastal rivalries, isn't it? Everything's a traditional rivalry these days.
Yeah.
In the Murray Valley Cricket Association, Mersey Colts play Don, and in the Burnie Cricket League, Natone up against Ryanna. So those two hard weekend competitions coming to a close.
Very good.
Okay.
New players signed on to the Thunder.
Yeah, that's really, really good news for the Thunder with one of their ex-players, Brad Simpson's coming back to the club, which is tremendous for them, and that will give them a real boost. And then there's a New Zealand international, Mike Carina, who's going to play. Don't know too much about him. I know he's a very experienced basketballer.
Cool.
So any time you can get some international influence into your club, into your team.
Absolutely.
Really important for the Thunder.
Yeah, great.
Right, NWBU have got a bit of a reshuffle for games, likely?
Yeah, tonight's game is part of a reshuffle for round 10 and 11. It just allows the league to be able to play a memorial game for a young guy who lost his life in October of last year, Tarkin Woodhouse. So it's a memorial match for him. So they just want that traditional rivalry between Wynyard and Somerset to happen. So the games tonight are La Trobe versus Devonport. All the teams named first are the home teams. Burnie play Wynyard and Smithton play Somerset. So that roster looked a little different at the start of the season, but that is really good that the NWBU can do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice touch.
Yeah, I've got Josh joining me on air next week, actually, to talk more about that particular match.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, really fantastic.
Rightio, get your keys ready, Jess. The Speedway's on at La Trobe tonight. It's good weather today, so hopefully no cancellations.
We want good weather
because these guys can't cop it.
It's just too dangerous if it's a little wet, and they do tend to call it off when they need to. La Trobe Speedway. Way. Callum Harper, the local product along the northwest coast, is really firing at the moment. So La Trobe Speedway, so popular motorsport in Tasmania. Speedway
is
one of them. Sometimes gets forgotten, but
actually, speaking of La Trobe, the council's interested in whether or not the numbers will be there for a park run.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I did see that.
Well, they've got the new track there through Ambleside, so that'll be a lovely run on a Saturday morning, wouldn't it?
How brilliant is that? If you've driven through there and had a look, that is, it's been a long time coming.
I hate to be writing the checks.
All of these things are nice, but where's the money coming from? The ratepayers, maybe? We'll pay for it.
Yeah. Devonport Strikers, they're kicking things off this weekend.
They do. Yeah, they play in Launceston, up against Launceston United in the NPL.
Great.
So the all-conquering Strikers. How good have they been?
They've been amazing.
How much better can they get? And I think that for them, that's what it's all about. It's not about saying, hey, look what we've done. It's about, look what we're capable of doing forward. And they're a model club, if you want to look at them. Yeah,
and get behind them as well. Go and get a membership.
Absolutely.
Help the club along. Go and check out their home games when they play.
Just had their season launch the other night, and just brilliant what they do down there at Valley Road.
Yeah. And Monday, all eyes on Lake Barrington.
Yes, and the Australian Rowing Championships. And I had a guy on last weekend, David Shear, who put together, not single-handedly, but helped put together 1990 World Rowing Championships, which is still one of the biggest international sporting events that Tasmania have ever had.
Wow.
And David will be in attendance at that at those rowing championships. Start on Monday.
Great.
And so what have we got there? We've got the Kings and Queens Cup Regatta. We've got Open Schools, Australian Open, plenty of action. They've had the juniors, I think, last weekend up there. So rowing right in its wheelhouse at the moment in full swing.
And again, just looking at that weekend weather forecast, fine for tomorrow, Sunday, and just the possibility of a shower on Monday. But for rowers, I'm guessing that just doesn't matter.
Michael
Maney, thank you for a big weekend in sport. That's just one of many weekends to chock full of sport here on the coast.
It is.